Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, more workers with a graying of the temples are hanging around the workforce. What's this mean for small and large businesses? Plus, six personality types that get passed over for promotions. Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. A slow-growing world is getting a boost from an unexpected source as more of the population in advanced economies approaches or passes age 60. An increasing share have kept working rather than retire. Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney has a look at what's going on. Something small businesses, among others, are watching closely. Sarah, what's happening?
The labor force participation rate, which is the share of people working or looking for work for people aged 55 to 64, started climbing throughout advanced economies like France and Germany and the UK around the turn of the century, so in the mid-1990s. And around 2010, we saw a similar upward trend for people aged 65 and over. And so it's really important because it holds implications for economic growth.
Why in Europe, by the way, first of all? I always thought, maybe right or wrong, that there were generous retirement programs there.
Well, for years we saw that that was the case. So beginning around the 1970s, there were policies that encouraged early retirement, such as lower retirement ages and generous unemployment benefits. But then in the 1990s, several countries sort of reversed course. So in Italy, for example, the nation passed laws that gradually raised the early retirement age to 61 by 2011 from 52 in 1996. And a study by Courtney Coyle, who's an economics professor, and her colleagues showed that labor force participation for men in their 50s kind of climbed in lockstep with the rise in the early retirement age.
Oh. All right, so we're living longer. I guess that's one reason the more folks with gray hair are in the workforce. What are some of the other reasons in the U.S.?
Well, there's also the negative reason, right? So some older workers may have stayed on the job because of inadequate retirement savings, especially after the financial crisis in 2008, depressed stock and home values. We've also seen rising educational attainment, which has helped labor force participation of older workers in the U.S.
How about the broader ramifications here, say even, I don't know, like on the younger workforce who might be trying to climb the ladder?
There hasn't been a ton of research on that facet, but what we do know is that with populations aging across the globe, you need more people working to produce the same amount of output. So in other words, the rise in labor force participation is really key to helping sustain economic growth. It also helps with public finances. So with more people working as they're kind of near retirement age, they continue to pay taxes, and that helps improve the solvency of public pension systems. And we saw that occur in Germany, actually. It's public pension systems reserve, which is just the amount in reserve to pay for pensions. It increased to about 38 billion euros in 2018 from 2 billion euros in 2005.
We're speaking with Sarah Cheney, Wall Street Journal economics reporter, about her piece entitled Gray Wave of Workers Gives Slow-Growing World a Boost. So can this trend continue, I guess, or at least maintain current levels?
Remains to be seen. But there are some threats. For instance, populist movements threaten to derail policies aimed at keeping older workers employed longer. We've seen what one economist called pension backlashes in European countries, in Italy, for instance. A coalition took office last summer vowing to deliver more generous pensions. So we could see some reversal of the policies that were helping keep older workers in the labor force longer.
And in the U.S., what if the economy goes south? What does that mean for those workers who are older?
You know, right now we don't see major signs of the economy going south. I think the main concern right now is trade tensions. So it just remains to be seen.
Thanks, Sarah. Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney. More after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Six personality types are less likely to be promoted, as found on businessinsider.com. Number one, the chatty Kathy, which is the one spreading rumors and spending free time gossiping with coworkers. Number two, the doormat. These are pushovers who take on more than they can handle and who fail to speak up when overwhelmed. It's not a professional look. Number three, the negative Nancy. These are employees who constantly reject their colleagues' suggestions, who complain on a regular basis, and who rarely have a positive word in the office. Other employee personalities who typically don't get promoted. Number four, the damsel in distress. These people present as a constant victim, always blaming others for missed deadlines or substandard work performance. Number five, the rage monster. Managers with serious temper problems create a culture of fear, which typically proves toxic and does not yield optimal results. And number six, the know-it-all. Constantly correcting coworkers unsolicited, insisting your ideas are best, and making it obvious that you consider yourself the smartest person in the room. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.